I'd just like to spend a few minutes, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. And I'd like to share this. This is Khaled, who's the little lad that my wife and I have sponsored in Burkina Faso, in West Africa, in Isigoma. Good morning in his local dialect. March 2011, I had the privilege of getting out to Burkina Faso. I've actually been out there on 6 different occasions, but I'm there with Samuel, who's the pastor at the church there, and it was a privilege for me to meet him and the children out there. Here's the quote from Samuel, and I'm going to have to turn around and read it, guys, because I can't see it. I can't see the screen at the back. I'm really glad to consider it as the greatest asset that the Lord has granted to the Church of Burkina through the sponsorship program of Compassion. Through the program, physical needs are met. This is then a good bridge to share the salvation message to the beneficiaries, which is the greatest and most urgent need for every human being. The evangelistic programs arranged through Compassion have resulted in 35 people from Muslim backgrounds giving their lives to the Lord, and over 40 kids. And that's a quote just directly from Samuel, who's the pastor at the church there. Little bit of story about Khaled. He was happy. I was out there again in November 2015. That's him with his mum. That's just outside Khaled's house in Burkina there. But he wasn't doing very well at school. You're welcome to have a look at all the letters I have him. His drawing has been the same every time. And it's just a picture of a flag. And he's very shy and quiet. Compassion discovered that he'd got severe learning difficulties due to having meningitis as a child. The year before we suffered him, he was in the project but not sponsored. He caught meningitis. Compassion saw him through it, but they found he was actually profoundly deaf. And his mum was crying her eyes out. What's he going to do? I can't afford ear horns. He needed ear horns, as she called it, which is fantastic. Hearing aids to you and me. How much is it going to cost? So she had the letter, and it was about $90. Through Compassion. Compassion have an additional fund that we will do things like that. Compassion bought the earphones for him. And amazing gadgets, because they were solar powered. No electricity in the area, so there we were crying in together in November 2015. I was out there the following year with him again, and as you can see, he's now wearing his ear horns. And do you know what his mum said to me? I'll never forget that. You've put the smile back on his face and given him not just his life back, but the whole family a new life. Were we crying again? Yep. And there he is. That's when he was six on the left. He's now 20. He was struggling at school. Compassion actually took him out of school and have arranged vocational training for him. And he's now learning carpentry. And his mother was crying again. Oh dear. No, we did have some good times out there as well. He's only going to be a carpenter. Anyone guess what response I had? I think I know someone else who was a carpenter. And his son was okay. So, just imagine, guys, what the church would look like if everyone was involved in mission. You can stay connected with Compassion. It's very easy these days through apps and everything. So where do you come in, guys? The great thing about Compassion is that just as Jesus did, you could make it personal. Okay? How do we do this? We can change the world one child at a time. Okay? Ending extreme poverty starts with ending it for one child. So let's start a chain of events today that results in lives being transformed. It's not only that, it's also about telling a child that you are valued by the Lord. I said, would you be that Samaritan today? In Matthew 25, it tells us this: truly I tell you, whatever you did for me, you do for one of these brothers and sisters of mine. These children, there they are, the five of them on the table there, they urgently need a sponsor. So perhaps we can go on an adventure today, guys. Let's go on that adventure together. and we are all part of the solution, and it's really exciting. Can I just finish with a short prayer? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all the precious children in this world. We know they mean so much to you. We pray you would help us all to do what we can to protect them and give them the start in life that they deserve. Lord, we bring to you all the wonderful work being done by Compassion to release children from poverty around the world. And we pray that you would bless every pair of hands that works for you. Specifically today, I want to bless the children in Ghana. As you bless children with opportunities in their local projects through their sponsors, I pray they will be able to change lives for others in their communities too. We pray for all children around the world, irrespective of race, creed or colour, that you would be in their lives and they would grow up knowing that each and every one is loved by you. Increase and bless their efforts in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much, guys.